Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.
This morning we're talking infrastructure and skills development right here in the Eastern Cape. The Construction Industry Development Board, in partnership with the University of Johannesburg, they are launching its Certificate in Construction Management here in our province. It's a program designed to help emerging and local contractors sharpen their business and project management skills so they can deliver quality infrastructure and build sustainable construction businesses. Joining us to unpack this launch is the CEO of the CIDB, Bongani Glagla, on the show. Welcome to Algoa FM Breakfast. Good morning.
Hey, thank you very much for having us early in the day.
Listen, this is late for us, Mr. Glagla. This is already lunchtime. We've been here since 5:30 this morning.
Better you than me.
Thank you for joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast. Our question to you, sir, the Eastern Cape, you are hosting the launch of the CIDB Certificate in Construction Management. Why is this program important for the province?
It's very important in our journey to ensure that the vision having South Africa as a construction site is backed up by competent contractors that can finish projects on time and within budget and within the right quality. We've noticed this trend over the years where the quality of work that is happening in construction sites is dropping, businesses are not growing, contractors are not growing within the CIDB grading. So we undertook a survey of over 1,000 contractors to say which are the critical missing skills within our construction owners and construction companies. And this program really closes that gap. And in the Eastern Cape, we are not only in East London today, we are in East London, we are in PE, we are in Umtata, to make sure that we can reach our contractors where they reside and we'll go to other parts of the province in the near future.
And how does this contractor development support the Eastern Cape government's infrastructure priorities?
A lot of money gets wasted when you have either an incompetent client, an incompetent contractor, or an incompetent professional service provider. So closing that gap and ensuring that there is skills there, it will assist us to finish our project on time, not wasting money in termination of construction projects and bringing in new contractors to come and finish the job. So that's part of the main issues in our efforts to improve service delivery, is to ensure that we have competent stakeholders in the construction industry that can help us grow this industry faster.
Okay, so that's the infrastructure priorities, but let's talk economic development now. How does the CIDB Certificate in Construction Management contribute to our province's long-term economic development?
SMMEs are the biggest job creators. When you have construction companies that are sustainable for the long run, it ensures that there is employment within the construction industry and those businesses can employ people. And also construction is a significant multiplier for the industry. So whenever there is a successful construction company that is doing a project, they support many other sectors, not limited to manufacturing, the suppliers of construction materials. It even goes to issues relating to hospitality. And that's why construction and infrastructure development becomes the center stone for our economic recovery as a country as a whole. And what we are trying to make sure with these kinds of programs, especially this certificate in construction management that we are launching today, is that these companies become longer term sustainable businesses to ensure that we can realize that multiplier effect that construction brings whenever they are successful projects that can be completed.
Now, if we have to look ahead, what kind of construction sector would you like to see in the Eastern Cape?
We need to see a construction sector where we don't have situations where projects are going on for 10 years, like the one that the department was relaunching, I think, last weekend. You know, we need to see projects being completed on time and also construction companies being able to assert their contractual rights, because that also becomes a backbone of a sustainable business. We also need to see our projects roll out being faster so we are not left out the clients in this particular endeavor. Even infrastructure clients, where there could be improvement, we are also taking them along to ensure that they have top-class knowledge when it comes to infrastructure delivery management system. We need to see the days where infrastructure budgets are not being spent or sent back to National Treasury because of incompetence of either one of the parties within the construction industry. And that would greatly assist the Eastern Cape in its infrastructure development, as there's still a significant backlog for certain roads for upgrading, certain schools to be built and hospitals. So we want to partner with the provincial government departments, especially public works and infrastructure, and also the universities that are on board in terms of delivering these programs.
And there we go. Thank you so much. We're going to have to leave it there. So good luck for the day. And thank you for joining us on Algoa FM Breakfast this morning.
Thank you very much for having us.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.